Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And today on this beautiful Easter Sunday, I am broadcasting live from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. And you know that I believe that whether you are listening live today or to an archive podcast, that on this very day, at this very moment, that your life would be radically changed as you will receive empowerment and solutions for your life. Well, happy Easter, and you know today is a very special day for me as I celebrate the resurrected Christ in my life and yours. And my prayer is that all of you arise from any place of stagnation in any area of your life and on a daily basis begin to live a resurrected life. Well, I am doing really great and really excited about today's guest, Mr. Harry Carpenter. Harry has been my guest on three shows. He's been here three times, and he has 60 years of teaching, studying, and practicing the power of the subconscious mind. And he has wonderful information that he's going to be sharing with us, and I'm really excited about that. But before Harry comes, I have a couple of announcements, and then we're going to take a quick commercial break. First of all, this Tuesday, April the 26th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that would be 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I will be conducting my second free teleseminar this month on manifesting your soulmate or attracting love from your heart and spirit. How many of you are ready for true love in your life? And I want to say to my married couples that this is a great opportunity for you to come also, so you will learn how to really enhance the relationship that you are currently in. Now, this is your opportunity to ask me any of your personal questions about relationships and love. And so some of the things that I will be sharing would be how to break free of codependent relationships, how to identify and release those core beliefs that keep love from coming into your life. What does God say about attracting love into your life? How to begin to use words, angels, prayer, and meditation to attract your soulmate. And five steps to beginning the quick manifestation process. So go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and take a look at that call-in number this Tuesday. Also, if you missed my call last Thursday on how to start your own business, you can now go to my website and listen to that archive call. It was a great call. Once again, that's fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Well, are you ready? After this quick commercial break, I will be right back with my very special guest, Mr. Harry Carpenter.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at loaradionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with a mobile app as well, or just listen through your MP3 player or computer. Remember, LOARadioNetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the station for your well-being. Here's the most incredible singles cruise ever. That's right. Law of Attraction Radio Network with SpiritualSingles.com and MatchMatrix.com is putting on the most incredible cruise full of fun and romance. No matter your age, size, ethnicity, or whether you're single or in a long-term relationship, join us to spark up your love life Our four-night cruise starts on Thursday, October 27th. We set sail from Miami to Key West to Cozumel. Join our relationship experts, tantra experts, love angel communicator, energy healer, and our very own laughing yoga, who will be assisting you in making this the best adventure of your life into love. Rates start off at $5.99, which includes all of the workshops. There are balcony cabins still available, but you must sign up immediately. Rates will go up dramatically after March 28th. Don't wait. Sign up with your $150 refundable deposit and book your cabin now. Oh, and by the way, don't forget to bring your costume for a wonderful evening of fun. Go to loaradionetwork.com and don't forget to tell us who referred you. We'll see you on board.
Well, I want all of you to really heed those great commercials, and I'm just really excited about the cruise that's coming up in October and really looking forward to meeting some of you personally. But today, my very special guest is Mr. Harry Carpenter. Harry Carpenter is the author of The Genie Within, Your Subconscious Mind. And today, Harry is going to be sharing about how to make your subconscious mind your personal genie. He has taught and studied and practiced the power of the subconscious mind for over 60 years. So today we're going to be learning about how to achieve success, health, and abundance in your life easily. Doesn't that sound well? Harry also teaches how the subconscious mind works and how to use it for a lifetime of success, health, positive relationships, and peace of mind. And, you know, this is Harry's third time on the show, and as all of you know, if I have a guest on three times, that means that they have a lot to say that will change your life. So it is with great honor and pleasure that I once again welcome Mr. Harry Carpenter to the show. Harry, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, hi, Constance, and the honor is mine. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, what have you been doing since the last time we talked, Harry?
Oh, I am so busy. I am getting the book and doing a Facebook and going to redo the website, and the book is doing very well, incidentally. It's now published and translated in seven languages, and particularly the last one was in Taiwan, where it was number one for some time in its category, and has sold over 20,000 copies. So the book is doing wonderful.
Well, you have a great book, so let's go ahead and get started. I love your book, The Genie Within Your Subconscious Mind, How to Get in Touch with Your Subconscious Mind and Make It Your Best Friend. So, Harry, just give us a little review. What is the book all about?
The book, Constance, is really a how-to manual. And I'm a technical writer, so I get right to the point. And it's easy to read and easy to use, and I guarantee you it's the most complete book that you will find on this subject. It's complete because it is the distillation of everything I've learned, as you said earlier, in the last 60 years. And many of my reviewers agree with that. I invite your listeners to read the reviews on Amazon and on my site. I think it's 45 out of 50 are five-star.
Well, you know, your book is so easy, and I love it because it will really help all of my listeners all over the world with the how-to, and I love the how-tos. And, Harry, you must know a lot, 60 years of reading, practicing, teaching classes, and studying the subconscious mind. That is powerful.
Well, it's been a road traveled, and it's been a pleasure. And I just want to share what I've learned with others.
So let's get started. What can the subconscious mind do for my listeners?
Oh, what it can do is essentially unlimited. It can allow you to become more creative, which is a very easy thing to do. You can learn how to change habits, you know, like you can increase your self-esteem. Importantly, you can achieve goals. You can become healthier. And this is a proven aspect now that there is definitely a mind-body connection. So how you think and what you think of does have a big effect on your health. You can learn to relax better because many of the muscles are controlled by the subconscious mind. And if you don't relax those muscles, you're not completely relaxed. And if you learn how to completely relax, you can sleep better. You can change your mood. You can, if you're in a foul mood, you can become change to a happy mood. And, of course, there's always sports. The mind is becoming a big factor in training athletes now. So those are just some of the things it can do for you.
I know you had one interesting fact about a doctor who didn't use any anesthesia.
Oh, Dr. Easdale. That's very interesting. And your listeners can Google his name and find out about him on the Internet. But Dr. Easdale was a surgeon in the mid-1800s, and he practiced in India. Now, at this time, there was no anesthesia. So the mortality rate of major surgery was 50%, and his mortality rate was 5%. That is a huge difference. And what he did is he would hypnotize his patients and relax them and put them at ease, because if you were going into major surgery and knew that you had a 50-50 chance of living, you would be anxious and fearful. Well, when you're anxious and fearful, that inhibits your immune system. You become more open to infection. So that's what he did, and he was very successful at it.
So it sounds like you're saying, Harry, that our subconscious mind can really change our performance. It can change our health. It can change our personal limitations. I know you talk a lot about the four-minute mile.
Yeah, we are hypnotized during our life into all the things that we can't do. Actually, we can do a lot more than we think we can. And the four-minute mile is a good example of that. There was a scientific paper written by a well-known person at the time that, quote, proved that the four-minute mile would never be broken. The human body was just not capable of it. So that was the line of thought. But one person knew he could do it, Roger Bannister, and he did it. And once he did it, within, I believe it was 4 months, other runners did it. And it wasn't because they were better. It was just their mindset was different. The same thing happened in weightlifting. A Russian athlete had a mindset that he couldn't lift over 500 pounds. And trainers tricked him into lifting 500 pounds in practice. And once he knew he had lifted 500 pounds, he did it in competition. But it was that mindset that had to be overcome.
You know, Harry, that is so interesting because in my own life personally, I've started jogging and running again. And so I decided, Harry, that every other day I was going to run up and down this large hill. So what I did was I began to visualize it in my mind. I would actually feel the wind hitting my face, running up and down that hill, and I saw myself doing it before I did it. And so I start running up and down that hill, and because I believe that I can, it seemingly is getting easier and easier.
That's a great method of doing something, incidentally, Constance. Visualization is very easy to do and very effective, which brings up another point I should mention now. These methods of using your subconscious mind, as we just mentioned, visualization, are very easy. But in order to make them most effective, you need to know how the subconscious mind works and the laws that it obeys. Because
well,
let's
talk about, well, you know, that is so interesting because one thing that you're so great at it is defining the critical concepts or the big difference between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind.
There is a big difference, and I don't think most people realize that. The difference is night and day. In fact, it's even bigger than that. Just a few examples is that your conscious mind uses words to communicate, but your subconscious mind uses feelings and images. So if you want to communicate with your subconscious mind, you should use pictures and use words that evoke pictures. And, of course, your conscious mind is logical, whereas your subconscious mind is illogical. And it is immature. So when you also not only pictures, but use emotions to affect it. Another important aspect is that the conscious mind thinks in the past, present, and future. But the subconscious mind only thinks in the now. So if you are communicating with the subconscious mind, communicate in the now. Not, I will be a good runner. I will break a record. I will run down that hill. Picture yourself doing it or as having done it.
That is so good.
Another very important thing is willpower. What people don't realize is that the will is in the conscious mind. You can consciously will yourself to do most anything, but the power is in the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is 11 times bigger. It has a million times or more computer processing capability, and that's where the emotions are, and the emotions the subconscious mind can light a 24-watt light bulb. That's how much power it produces. So it has the power. So if you will yourself to do one thing, but the program in your subconscious mind is something else, you will not succeed. You have to learn. You have to become single-minded and change that concept. Not an overpowered, I should say. Once you have a concept in your subconscious, it's there forever. But you can overpower it with a positive concept.
So is the subconscious mind like a goal-seeking computer, Harry?
Absolutely. It is always seeking goals. There is really a seminal book that I'm sure most of your readers have heard of or read, Max Maltz, Psycho-Cybernetics. And the subconscious mind is always seeking goals. So one of the first things I have my students do is select their goals and write them down so they are clear on what goals they want to achieve. Because your subconscious mind is right now is seeking goals. And the question is, whose goals is it seeking? Is it seeking your parents' goals, goals you got from your teachers or your peers, or even suggestions implanted by TV ads? Or is it really goals that you want to achieve? So you have to be sure that you are the one that are supplying those goals. And incidentally, Constance, you know, a lot of our goals or our programs are acquired in early childhood. So we don't even know what's in there in our subconscious mind. And we may be achieving goals that we got in early childhood that no longer suit us. So we need to learn how to overpower those and become single-minded and achieve our goals.
No, Harry, that is so interesting, and I really want to go back to the fact that you said that a lot of people are not succeeding because in their logical mind they say that I want wealth and love, but their subconscious mind has not been impressed enough with feelings and or pictures, and that's where the power is.
Yes, that was it, to my knowledge, is first stated by Emile Coué in the early 1900s. He was a French pharmacist who had success in curing almost everything. In fact, you've heard every day, better and better in every way. That
right.
was one of his affirmations. But he stated the law, when the will and the imagination are in conflict, imagination always wins. You know, when I was a teenager seeking information, I had his, with a brochure actually, and he stated that, and I did not understand that at all. In fact, I threw the brochure away, which I wish I hadn't, because it's a collector's item now. But then when you interpret that, when the will and the imagination are in conflict, the will is the conscious mind, imagination is the subconscious mind. So when the conscious mind and the subconscious mind are in conflict, the subconscious mind will always win.
And that is so powerful. And for my listeners all over the world, I know a lot of you email me about visualization and pictures and feelings. And, you know, Harry, we're going to get to the law of attraction later on, but that's why a lot of the laws are not working, because they're not really impacting their subconscious mind with feelings, passion, imagination, and pictures, and it won't work. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct.
Well, I see on your website that you say that as much as 95% of our behavior and decisions originate in the subconscious mind. That's astounding.
It is, and that's not my statement, really. I'm just quoting some of the experts in the field, particularly those in advertising and TV advertising. I don't think most people realize how effective TV advertising is. I mean, the companies pay literally millions, the industry is billions of dollars, and they don't do it to waste money. Advertising is effective. And I invite you, your listeners, to go to my website and read my blogs. They're really essays more than blogs, but I have two of them on TV advertising, because I think it's important what the advertising does to you. And particularly when you say, oh, I don't listen to it, I tune it out. No, your subconscious mind is picking it up. And if you consciously don't pay attention, that's even better, because it's going right into your subconscious mind.
Well, Harry, basically, what is your message?
Well, I would say I have five important concepts to get over. First is, I think I've already mentioned, is that the methods of using your subconscious mind are really quite easy. But what's important is to know the difference between your conscious mind, your subconscious mind, and how the subconscious mind works, and the laws that it obeys. And number two, I would say the subconscious mind, well, we've already mentioned the other two, the big difference between your conscious and subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is a goal-seeking computer. And the four would be becoming single-minded. And the fifth one, which we haven't mentioned, is very important. And that is, if you want to affect your subconscious mind, if you want to achieve your goals, the doorway to the subconscious mind is through an altered state. In the 1970s, Elmer and Elise Green, working for the Menninger Foundation in Topeka, Kansas, decided they would investigate the following. It was the concept of the scientific community, particularly the medical profession, that you could not control involuntary functions in your body, such as metabolism, heart rate, blood flow, etc. Pain is another one. And so the Greens went to Tibet and India, and they studied men who were doing just that. Men that could control metabolism by being buried for 6 days, conserving oxygen, men that could control their heart rate, it could control the temperature in one hand to be 10 or 20 degrees difference in the temperature in the other hand, blood flow, pain, laying out of bed of nails, for example. And the only thing that they could find that these men had in common was that they went into an altered state of mind. And so that
What is the altered state? That sounds kind of spooky, kind of weird, hairy. So the best way to access the subconscious mind is to go into an altered state, and then manifestations will come quicker. What would that look like for my listeners?
Yes, I know it, but many people think it is spooky and something mystical, but it's not. We all go in and out of altered states daily, hourly, probably every couple of minutes or so, but only fleeting and not staying there. Has any of your listeners ever sat down, relaxed, and daydreamed? If they did, they were in an altered state. If you, in my case, I know I get bored easy, and I'm standing in line, and I get bored, and I stare at the wall. Somebody can walk in between me and the wall, and I don't see him. I'm just staring at the wall.
Hi.
I'm in an altered state. It is nothing mystical, nothing to be worried about. It's entirely natural phenomena. And really, there's four basic states. There's the awake state, which we are in right now. And then if you just close your eyes and relax and daydream, staying in the present, you drop into the meditative state, the alpha state. And then if you relax a little bit more, you go through the theta state. And then, of course, you go to sleep. That's the delta state. So that is a good time to access your subconscious mind. When, you, for example, when you go to sleep at night, you go from awake to delta. You go through the alpha and the theta state. And if you give yourself an affirmation just as you're falling asleep, it is a very effective time to do that. I'll tell you what's not a good idea is what a lot of people do is when they go to bed, they have a worry on their mind.
Right.
A worry is a very powerful affirmation, and that's the last thing you want on your mind as you're going to sleep or as you're waking up.
And so, Harry, should my listeners, when they go to sleep at night, they will go from the awake to the alpha theta state, and then just as they're going to sleep, they will say whatever affirmation that they're really desiring to manifest in their life, and then that really gets down into that subconscious mind deeply and quickly.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Have it on your mind as you prepare to go to sleep, and just kind of dream about it, daydream about it, and again in the present tense. And as having already done it, and use pictures, emotions. There is a man that made over $1 million with this technique. You've probably heard of him. Joe Carbo wrote a little paperback book, The Lazy Man's Way to Riches. It was the biggest money maker and the best-selling book that never got into a bookstore until after the 10th year. And he talked about the mail order business, which was probably just enough to be dangerous. But his basic idea was, if you have a goal, you write the goal on a 3x5 card. You look at the goal just before you go to bed. And first thing in the morning, you don't look at it. He didn't say this. I'm telling you this. Don't look at it during the day. And don't tell anybody. That's important. Don't tell anybody. And the reason that's so important is as soon as you tell somebody about it, your conscious mind comes into play. Oh, wait a minute, I can't do that. Oh, no, I'm poor. How could I ever make a lot of money? How could I be affluent? So you don't want to do it in the conscious when you are awake. So anyway, there have been several books after that, and that's basically the idea. Write it down on a piece of paper, look at it just before you go to bed or first thing in the morning. Don't tell anybody and don't look at it during the day.
Oh, that sounds so easy. So with feeling and pictures and emotion, and they're going to be in the now state, I am beautiful, I am wealthy, I am prosperous, I am loved, and just do that just before they go to sleep, and that penetrates the subconscious.
That's correct. And the reason I say don't think about it during the day is that you're in the awake state. It's better to think of it once in an altered state than 100 times during the day in the awake state.
Well, let's talk about the law of attraction because, you know, the law of attraction says that whatever you focus on with energy and passion will expand and eventually and inevitably manifest in your life. So talk about the law of attraction and the subconscious mind.
Well, I agree with that. When you think about it with energy and passion, that elicits the subconscious mind, right? The passion is emotion and images. That's true. I would suggest that you be sure that you're in an altered state when you do think of it, though, because I don't want to repeat myself, but you don't want to do it in the awake state. Because it puts pressure on you. Let's say a friend knows that you have this goal, and now if you don't achieve it, you look bad to your friend. So now there's the fear of failure. The fear of failure will I don't want to use the word kill, but I can't think of anything else, will kill your... So you want to have confidence that it works. And so don't put the pressure on yourself by telling other people. Just do it. Just do it. And
well, that's
yes.
Easy, and we can all do that, Harry. And if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Harry Carpenter. He's the author of The Genie Within Your Subconscious Mind. You know, earlier you were talking about we all need to understand how the subconscious mind works. So give us some examples of how it works.
Well, how it works. Okay. Let me give you a couple of methods we've talked about.
Okay.
Visualization. Well, how it works. Let me go back to that. Okay. We've talked about the difference between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. We've mentioned that. There's also laws that it obeys. And I can't go into detail in all the laws right here. But I'll mention one at least, and that is expectancy. What the mind expects something to happen, the subconscious mind tends to bring that about. And one really fascinating experiment was reported by Joan Borisenko in her book, and she talks about an experiment where subjects were given injections in the right arm and the left arm. And in the right arm, they were given an injection with a red syringe of a serum that turned the skin red. It didn't do any harm to the body, just turned the skin red. And in the left arm, they were given an injection with a green syringe with a saline solution, which had no effect at all. And after a week of doing this every day, the content of the syringes was switched. In other words, the red syringe was now full of saline solution and injected in the right arm. And what happened? Well, as the person expected, the skin turned red. The saline solution had no effect. It was the mind that turned the skin red. And in the left arm, there was no effect, exactly what was expected to happen. He also mentions that some women undergoing chemotherapy had a placebo chemotherapy, and they still, a certain percentage of them still lost hair because they expected to lose hair. So expectation is a very important law of the subconscious mind. The placebo effect. Oh, I could go on with the placebo effect.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, under the whole understanding how it works, you talked about how all thoughts are goals or self-image. How important are our thoughts and self-image with the subconscious mind in understanding how it works?
Self-image is very important. One has to be careful how one thinks of oneself. I mean, it's so easy to do poorly on a test, for example, and think, oh, I'm so dumb, why don't I get this? You know, oh, my gosh, or I'm so clumsy, I keep seeing the ball into the green, into the rough. Those are powerful affirmations you're sending to the subconscious mind. You have to keep a good self-image. In fact, I would suggest to write on a piece of paper, type it on a piece of paper, only think of yourself as you want yourself to be, and put it on your bathroom mirror. Only think of yourself as you want yourself to be. Because as soon as you say, I am, or I feel, anything that follows is a strong affirmation to your subconscious mind.
That is because the subconscious mind is always in the now. And, you know, the one very interesting fact also, you were talking about understanding how the subconscious work, is that the subconscious mind accepts everything as real or true. And it doesn't know the difference between real and imagined. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was hard for me to believe at first, but I have read of many sources that has been demonstrated in the laboratory, and that's a given. So that is extremely important. Particularly, an example is in sports. There was a Russian experiment where athletes were given a new task to learn, and one group was 25% visual, 75% physical practice, and then 50-50, and then 75-25, and 100-0. And those that did the most visualization did the best, which implies that visualization is not only important, it may be more important than physical practice.
That is so awesome, because we all know Tiger Woods and all of the great athletes, they actually visualize hitting the ball in the hole, making the basketball shot prior to. I understand that Michael Jordan used to visualize for like an hour a day making free throws.
Yeah, absolutely. There's, as I recall, a book I read, The Ultimate Athlete, and you run across it in sports articles all over the place, but there's examples of hundreds of athletes. And Bill Russell used to in his mind, play against his opponent before the game and to anticipate the moves. Arnold Palmer said, I never hit a shot until I visualize a perfect swing and exactly where I want the ball to go. Baseball pitchers visualize where their ball is going to go. And you know, when you visualize a golf swing, you do it perfectly. If you are an amateur golfer and you do it physically, you are instilling, ingraining in your subconscious the wrong swing time after time after time. So doing it visually is very important. Also, it instills confidence. You know, if you're on the 7th or the 18th hole and you have one shot to hit the green and there's a trap in between you and the green, or the amateur thinks, oh, my goodness, if I don't hit it far enough, I'll hit it in the trap. If I hit it too far, I'll hit it in the stands. And if fear of failure enters, and remember, when the will and imagination are in conflict, the subconscious mind, the imagination, always wins. Now, Tiger Woods would never have that fear. He simply thinks, okay, the 6-iron, I'll just swing it, and it'll hit the green, and that's that.
But, you know, this is such good news for my listeners, because I think what you're saying, Harry, is that if a person begins to change what they believe is real and true and begin to get into that altered state on a daily basis with passion, and I'm going to say it again, and with the imagination, that they can literally begin to change their lives.
Absolutely. That's the whole point of it. They improve your life quality, achieve your goals, and importantly, they can stay healthy, become healthier.
Right, and just speaking of health, how does our subconscious mind affect our health? Does it impact our cells, our immune system? Can we lose weight with our subconscious mind? How does that work with health?
Well, as I've said, there's actually a new science, psychoneuroimmunology, and it's proven that the mind and the body react or are interrelated. A beautiful book to start off in is Candace Pert's Molecules of Emotion, and I've recommended that to many people, and they don't like the book, but boy, I got so much out of it. But this new science proves that your brain is sending out neurotransmitters to every cell in your body constantly, and each cell is sending neurotransmitters back to your brain, to your subconscious mind. So what you're thinking, how you think, is so important. Dr. Ellen Langer, I believe of Harvard, did an experiment in the Boston area. She recruited 100 people over 70 years old, and she took them on a retreat in a remote area, and she told them to think and act as if it was 30 years ago. She had them dress like they did 30 years ago. She played radio programs from 30 years ago. She brought in old life magazines and newspapers from 30 years ago. And after 10 days, she tested them before and after, physiologically and psychologically. And I quote what she said in her book, every test, they tested younger.
Wow. So our subconscious actually talks to our cells, Harry. Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Does our subconscious talk to every cell that's in our body?
That's right. Constantly. It can do trillions of things at one time. Whereas, incidentally, the conscious mind can only do one thing at a time. And for those of you who drive and talk on a cell phone, you keep that in mind. Because you are only doing one thing consciously. You are no doubt driving with your subconscious mind and talking on the cell phone with your conscious mind. If you've pardon me?
Go ahead, Harry. That's so encouraging, because for any of my listeners who may be desiring more vitality, more health, losing weight, this is very empowering and encouraging to anybody who wants to change their body. So if someone is sick, they can actually begin to bring healing to themselves.
Well, I believe so. I'm not a trained medical person, so I'm not going to make any statements, but I believe so. There was a terrific, my favorite story for me to tell is James Herriot, you know, the veterinary from England. He was on, he wrote 3 books, Creatures Great and Small. And there was a series on PBS for 2 years. Very interesting. But many of the farmers in his area were misers. And he went to one farm one day, and there was a ewe, that was in great pain, suffering from an infection. And James Herriot said, well, let me treat her. And the farmer said, no, she's going to die anyway. I don't want to do anything. And so James Herriot said, well, let me give her some vitamins, and I won't charge you. Well, what he did is he gave her Nebuthol or whatever it is to put the poor thing to sleep, put her out of her misery. And he ran into the farmer several weeks later, and the farmer said, those vitamins were a miracle. That ewe went to sleep for 3 to 4 days. She woke up cured. Well, James Herriot was astounded until he stopped to think about it. When the poor ewe was in pain and was afraid, and that shut down her immune system, when he put her to sleep, there was no more pain and no more fear. That allowed her immune system to kick into gear and heal her. And that's what our immune system does. If it's uninterfered with, it keeps us healthy.
That is such amazing news. So, Harry, can our subconscious mind bring wealth and money to us?
Again, I'm not going to make any promises, but if your subconscious mind, the subconscious mind, is programmed to, oh, I was born poor, I've been poor, I'm always going to be poor, then it will always find ways to sabotage your becoming affluent, becoming, being able to support yourself. So you know that has to be overpowered. So yes, I think once you program your subconscious mind to seek ways of becoming affluent, it just like the law of attraction, one door closes, two doors open. Things just begin to happen. You just happen to bump into somebody with a better job than what you've got, and you just happen to be motivated to take a class, and that class leads to a better job. Things happen, but you change your thinking, make your thinking for affluence, but you still have to do something.
Well, you know, Harry, this is your third time on my show, and I think the thing that I really learned today is the whole part about the subconscious mind really responds to feelings, emotions, and pictures. I don't know why I've missed that before. I mean, I knew it, but I really feel that tonight that this really dropped down into my spirit, and I know that's going to radically help me and change my life personally. I want to thank you for that.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Well, you know, you state in your book that your book is strictly limited to the human brain, is not religious or spiritual, but I feel that it is. But at the end, you did include a sequel lesson where you really make a case and you talk about a higher level of mind or a mind of the universe. So is that spiritual or religious, and can you explain that to my listeners?
I'd be happy to. I read a couple of books by Larry Gossey, a medical doctor, and it was about prayer. And he began by saying he did a search of the scientific literature, found 123 papers on prayer, and over half of them, using scientific methods, said that prayer works. So that got my attention. And again, I kept prayer out of the book, anything religious. And I think, in my mind anyway, I've kept religion out of this sequel chapter on prayer. Because if you believe everything in the book on the subconscious mind, well, the laws are laws. And if they apply to the subconscious mind, they apply to the universal mind. And first of all, I make a strong case that there is a universal mind.
Absolutely.
Of course, we can't prove it. But there is so much circumstantial evidence out there. And so if you give me for a minute that there is a universal mind, then prayer is simply using what you learn in my book and applying it to a higher level of mind. So you don't have to be religious. You can be an atheist. And all you're doing is applying your prayer affirmation to a higher level of mind.
Well, you know, I do believe in God, and I do believe in spirituality, Harry, and I've had so many of my prayers answered, and so have my listeners. And so I think that we're body, soul, and spirit, and I think that the spirit of the universal God is the one who really gave us all of this great information, and who really, you know, gave you the insight and the knowledge to share with us tonight about the whole subconscious mind. And so I think that for my listeners, that prayer and I'm sure there's all kind of research about prayer and the whole universal mind or God or the feel or whatever you believe in to really bring us, as you say on your website, just really success, health, and peace of mind now. And that's so wonderful for my listeners.
Well, good. That is my goal, is to help people make a better life.
And so, you know, Harry, let's talk about meditation and the subconscious mind. I have a quick question. So when, I'm going back to that whole altered state. So when we're getting ourselves in that altered state, is that a state of meditation? And what about during the day? Can people take out time and really meditate and then take those affirmations or that visualization and just begin to really get it down in their subconscious mind? How does meditation work?
Well, that's a very, I would say that's rather controversial subject. There's the Eastern philosophy and what meditation is, and there's many interpretations in the Western world. My interpretation is that meditation is being quiet and let that within speak to you, if it speaks, but simply being quiet. In my mind, it's not guided meditation where somebody's reading something to you. It's simply quiet. I've been meditating for 40 years now because I was convinced at that time that the way to increase your consciousness, your conscious level, was to meditate. So for me, I've been doing that. Visualization and doing an affirmation, to me, is just that. It's an affirmation. It's not really what I consider meditation. But those are all, that's strictly a personal interpretation.
And so affirmations, Harry, the power of affirmation, what happens to our subconscious mind? I know you said to speak the affirmation out loud just before we go to sleep at night. So the subconscious mind, does it respond to words? How does that work?
Well, first of all, you really don't have to say it out loud. Just think
it
and visualize
okay.
it. And yes, you consciously, we're limited to, I mean, we use words. That's how we communicate. But keep in mind, the purpose of words is to evoke images and emotions. So use those words to develop a picture in your mind, and picture yourself doing it. One exercise is this: using a mental alarm clock. Those of you, those listeners that are presently wake up with a physical alarm clock, set your mental alarm clock 5 minutes before the physical alarm clock. Do that as you're falling asleep. Picture your alarm clock going off 5 minutes early. Picture it, and remember, your subconscious mind is not logical. So picture it vibrating and jumping up and down. You might even picture one of the hands reaching over and nudging you. Exaggerate, be original. And for some reason, the next morning, your nose will itch, or you'll hear the cars honking, which have been honking all night. But you'll hear the car honking 5 minutes before your physical alarm goes off, and you will wake up. You wake up. Oh, and again, I just used the future tense in my description, but when you're doing this, remember, only use the present tense. I am awake at 7:55, or I am awake at 5:55. So in the present tense. It's a little awkward, but that's the way to do it.
Wow, this has been so good, Harry. I can't believe that our time is almost gone. So share with my listeners, what are you doing? What about your website? How can we get your book? And I'm going to encourage all of my listeners, please get his book. I reread the book, and it is so powerful. And as you can just see, this man is a wealth of information. I don't know anybody who knows more about the subconscious mind who's still alive than he does. So share with our listeners about your website. What about your new book? How's that going, et cetera?
The website is www.thegeniewithin.net. And you can order the book there, or you can order it on Amazon. But on my website is the only place you can get my CDs. Presently, I have two CDs available. The training CD, also called the relaxation CD, has all the mind conditioning exercises in the book. And you really will want that. It's necessary. The other CD is the Metronome CD. And as we mentioned, the metronome is one way of going into an altered state. I have 20 minutes of the alpha metronome, 20 minutes of the theta metronome. And I am producing a health affirmation, and I'd like to make a special offer to your listeners.
Please, if they
will go to my website and sign up to be notified when the health affirmation is available, we'll have a special place for that. If you do that within the first week after this program is aired, we will send you a free metronome download, MP3 format, which is valued at $9.95.
Well, that's awfully generous of you, so they need to go to your website. Would there be a special link, Harry, that they would need to go to in order to sign up for this new CD that you're going to be having?
Well, my webmaster, I haven't seen it yet myself, but it should be on the home page. And please add your name, Constance Arnold, or the name of the show, and so we know that you are a listener, and we will send you the free MP3 download. And also, I invite your listeners to join, become my friend on Facebook.
So, Harry, right now you're Twittering, you're using Facebook, and you're just all over the place, right?
Well, I haven't Twittered yet. I'm learning these processes one thing at a time, but I just really cleaned up my act on Facebook and becoming active on it. So Twitter will be next.
Well, that's wonderful, please, and I just want to reiterate, go on his website, www.thegeniewithin.net. Go ahead, Harry.
Oh, I was just going to say, when you're there on the website, be sure to look at the blogs and the book reviews. The blogs are really essays. They're one or two pages long. So I think your listeners will find them very interesting.
You know, I read your blogs, and you're so right. They're so informed. They're like a chapter in a book, really. They're really great and really empowering, and that's just so great. And so, Harry, your book doubled last year in U.S. sales, and it's increasing. That's really wonderful.
Yes, it is. It started off very slowly. And the only thing I have is word of mouth, is other than the listing on Amazon and my website, that's it. And I'm redoing or having my website redone because I really get, up till now, for a website, it hasn't got all that much traffic. So the fact that the sales are so good speaks very well of word of mouth.
Right, and I want to do everything I can to really get this wonderful word out, this wonderful gift about the power of our subconscious mind. So, Harry, in summary, what would you like to leave with our listeners all over the world tonight?
I would just like you to start knowing that you have a subconscious mind, and that subconscious mind is fantastic. It can work, I don't like to use the word miracles, but I will. It can work miracles in your life. So just learn how to use it. And, one thing, Constance, so many people worry, it's not working, or, I'm not getting. Don't analyze. That's conscious mind activity. Trust it. Just do it. And there's no time limits on things. Things, you don't get a chorus of angels, and everything doesn't happen overnight. So just trust it and do it.
Harry Carpenter, once again, I mean, every time I hear you, every time you're on the show, and I'm just going to say it out loud, he gets so many downloads of people listening to him when he's on the show because he is just so wonderful and so great. And I contact him like every 7 months. He and his lovely wife. How long have you been married, Harry?
We had our 50th wedding anniversary, a year and a half ago? Or two years ago, yeah. So 52 years now.
Wow, that is so amazing, and you are such a blessing, and I just really appreciate you being on the show. Once again, I'm going to really encourage everyone to go to Harry's website, which is thegeniewithin.net. And just a quick reminder again, this Tuesday, April the 26th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and for my wonderful listeners on the West Coast, that would be 6 p.m. I want you to really become a part of my free teleseminar on how to attract love into your life. And, Harry, I'm going to be using some of your principles this Tuesday on my teleseminar. And please go to my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and there you will find some of my great coaching packages. I mean, you guys know about my coaching. I would love to partner with you to really begin to make this year a great success. Well, thank you so much for joining in. Make sure you tell your friends about me. I had one of my listeners who told me that she has put me on her webpage, and there's a special link about the show on her webpage. Thank you so much for that. This is Constance Arla once again saying God bless you, and remember this, the best is yet to come. Blessings to you.
Thanks for joining us today on Think, Believe, and Manifest. We'll be back next week with another great show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.